They call the U.S. conquest of Iraq Operation Iraqi Freedom. But if you are an Iraqi, you might question that name. In today's New York Times, Neela Banerjee describes the terror of Iraqi women and girls as abductions and rapes mount while U.S. occupiers struggle to establish civil order 2 months after the official fighting stopped. Blame for these atrocities must rest on the Iraqi men who commit them. But when Iraqi women cower in corners waiting to be pillaged, it is also true that America, at least for now, has replaced one reign of terror with another. Donald Rumsfeld, the defense secretary, dismisses Iraqi street violence as an untidiness that one should expect with war. No one seems to have asked what Iraqi victims call it. Some Americans believe that any critical analysis of what the invasion has wrought is tacit support for Saddam's ruthless tyranny. But this is an either-or fallacy, the basis of blind fundamentalism. The real reason for the first unprovoked war America ever started can't simply be that Saddam was evil. If it were, we would also be at war with China, Korea, Liberia, Somalia, Burma, Congo, and Indonesia. If the goal of our military power is to install democracies, then we would be at war with Russia. Truth seems also to be a casualty of this war. Paul Wolfowitz, the Assistant Secretary of Defense, says that he and others used the idea of weapons of mass destruction to justify the war because it was something everyone could agree on. It's now coming out that this was hype, much like President Bush's false claim that Iraq tried to buy weapons material from Niger. To get Americans behind the war, the administration also linked Iraq to Al-Qaeda, which allowed U.S. hawks to pretend that the Iraq war had something to do with fighting terrorism. But Greg Thielman, a former State Department intelligence official, revealed last week that intelligence agents had consistently reported that Saddam Hussein did not have a meaningful connection to Al-Qaeda. Forget Iraqi freedom. Ask yourself how free we are if it turns out that falsehoods were used to persuade us to send American troops into what's beginning to look like an anti-American shooting gallery. This is Les O'Coin.